The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So is this on? Is this on now, Dan?
Yep.
Okay. This is the introduction to the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. For those that don't know, a podcast, it's a very futuristic medium, isn't it? It's like hoverboards, but audio, isn't it? And what we do is we take the program, all the programs from the week, we take them and we turn the whole week upside down and shake it. And all the sort of loose bits that nobody wants to fall out of the program and then collect it up. In much the same way you pick up some dog mess in a park, isn't it? And then they're assembled in podcast form by, normally, as regular listeners would know, Olivia. Well, Olivia's no longer with us. And by that, I don't mean she's died. I mean she's gone to a better place, which is Joe Good's programme. So Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Alex is charged with making the podcast. So it's all down to you, Alex. You've got to make the podcast. So this you could even edit this bit out if you want.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll see what I sound like, and then obviously if I sound rubbish.
You do.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah. That's going straight out then.
Straight out. Yeah. Straight out. But it's nice to have you, vocally on board. You've been here for a while, behind the scenes, of course. But it's all about Olivia when she's here.
Yeah.
So now you get a chance to.
You actually call me Olivia a few times, don't you?
Yeah, so. I do. Yeah, yeah. Do you know the rules of making a podcast? This is very important. The rules of making a podcast.
I do.
They're very similar to the rules. Very similar to the rules of a swimming pool that you might have seen written on the wall.
Yeah.
So there's.
Don't run.
Yep.
Run podcasts.
That's it.
Don't throw podcasts.
Correct.
Don't splash people with podcasts.
Yeah. No bombing.
No bombing.
No heavy petting.
No heavy petting.
Only a bit of heavy petting, to be honest.
Don't kiss the podcast. Don't dive into the podcast head first.
Oh, okay,
no, but if you're going to do check, there's nothing. There's no audio underneath you because that could get hurt,
sure,
or
you
could get hurt.
Yeah,
and no one wants that.
It's worth it.
Because if Josh Widdicombe's podcast is just underneath the John Holmes podcast,
that's not going to happen. He's way above us. <Yeah. laughs> To be honest with you, but in the unlikely event that was the case,
it's a very shallow pool, isn't
then
it?
Then you're going to be. Yeah, it really is. You talking about this podcast?
No, I can cut that bit.
Right,
out.
Fire him as well. So this is the point of the programme when we here at XFM are going to solve the global economic crisis. And I think we're ideally placed to do that in many ways, really, with your help this morning. I don't know whether you saw this in the news, Matt. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Matt, in your research for the breakfast programme. But appearing on the new £5 notes will be the face, this is true, will be the face of Winston Churchill, the wartime Prime Minister. A select list of eminent British personalities on banknotes already, of course, include Florence Nightingale, William Shakespeare, and up until now, Winston Churchill has not appeared, but he will be on the backside, if you like, of the new £5
note. They might call them Winstons.
I believe.
You got a Winston, mate. Yeah. You got a Winston.
Lenders and Winston. There, mate. Lenders and Winston. A pack of fags. I wouldn't buy you a pack of fags, would it, these days? I don't know how much fags.
Probably wouldn't, no.
Oh, but I bet they're more expensive than a Winston.
Yeah.
Isn't there a brand of cigarettes called Winstons, or have I just made that up?
I think there are, yeah, there are.
Look at that. So
a Winston for a Winston.
Winston for Winston, Governor. Winston for Winston, Governor. Buy my matches, Governor. Buy my matches. Buy my matches, Governor. It's all cold, isn't it? It's the little match girl there. Buy my matches, mister. Only a Winston.
They'll probably be saying it.
Big Shoe! Big Shoe! Big Shoe! Why do they shout Big Shoe when they're selling a magazine? It's not even a shoe. Only a Winston. Anyway, that's what they're calling it, and it's updating. They say it's updating the British currency, but of course it isn't updating it. In our view, certainly my view, I haven't really shared it with anyone, is that they should put modern eminent British personalities on these notes. That's my view, Matt. Mm. I think to update, I don't see why it should be the elder statesman of the nation. I think,
yeah.
I think in many ways, why not put modern people on the bank notes. Let me give you an example with an illustration.
Yeah.
Because this is good. Someone sent me this yesterday on the Twitter that there is. And they discovered it. If you take the top half of a £10 note, a current £10 note,
yeah.
Right, but with the Queen's side of it, so it's the Queen's face, and put it against the bottom half of the new £5 note with Winston Churchill, right, you get Michael Winner picture.
Wow, that's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Wow, it looks just like him.
Yeah. So we're going to tweet that now, I think. If you haven't seen that already, at XFM, we're going to put that on Twitter now. Honestly, the top half of the current £10 note with the Queen's face, bottom half of Churchill's face, is the spitting image of Michael Winner. Buy my matches, sir. Only a winner. Only a winner, sir. So we want for you this morning, 83936. Modern eminent British personalities. Who would you put on a banknote, and why? And also, what would you call it? Winston, a winner. Now, I would put Kerry Katona on there.
Oh,
that's what I put on there because she's an eminent British person. Everyone knows Kerry Katona, don't they?
Yeah.
So she'd be there, surrounded by frozen goods as well as the ambassador for frozen goods. And perhaps on a close-up of her prawn ring mat that she's got.
As well, that's making me feel nauseous.
It's a frozen good, Matt. I don't know what's in your head. It's a frozen good.
A similar sort of level, I would go for the septumless actress Daniela Westbrook.
Yes.
Because they actually get the Royal Mint to print the notes, but then roll them up. They become rolled up, and then you'd have to unravel it to reveal her face, and it would be like an anti-drugs warning.
I think that's very good.
Stop people in the act. Look, this could be you.
No, we've not only solved the global economic crisis, we've solved the war on drugs here as well this morning on XFM. That's impressive.
Give us a Westbrook, Gavner.
Give us a Westbrook. I bet Absolute aren't doing this. I bet they're just talking about hats or something. Wow. I'd put Danny Dyer on there as well.
Ooh.
Danny Dyer, because it'd render it valueless, wouldn't it? Because anything that Danny Dyer's in is worthless, isn't it? It's value-free. So it makes sort of the whole bartering system more of a nice experience because it's valued. Any film, not worth it, is it?
Yeah.
So it's like that, Danny Dyer. So I put him on it. Lend us a dyer for my matches. Not worth anything, isn't it? Pointless currency.
Who are these people selling matches?
It's like the North.
I
don't know. It's like the North Korean dong. It's worthless, this dyer, isn't it? You could also call it a dong as well, of course, if Danny Dyer was on it, so that would work as well.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning then, XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes, and joined today in guest action by Russell Tovey. I don't know why I began down to sing that. Why did I sing that?
Sounds a bit like a Welsh lilt you put into that.
A little bit of Welsh, wasn't it?
Russell Tovey. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
It's a very melodic name, maybe.
It does, isn't it? Russell Tovey.
Yeah.
A little bit jingle.
Theme tune.
Yeah, nice. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks,
mate. Good, nice. Thanks for
being here.
We should explain very from the off, I think.
Yes.
If it's quiet a moment. Hear that noise? That wasn't Russell or me.
No.
That is the noise of Russell's dog.
This is Rocky the French Bulldog, and he's 4.5 months old.
He's lovely, isn't he? Wow. And you're cradling him on your lap.
Well, I've got to take him to the vets because he's been up all night scratching his eye. He's got something in his eye.
Okay.
So...
I like this.
He's exhausted, so he's had enough.
Yeah, it's been.
He doesn't like the radio.
Snoring dog. He needs a better agent. Robert Downey Jr. I refuse.
We're talking to Pudsey's agent in the minute, so we'll see what happens.
I'm going to go from dogs, segue neatly, professional,
into
werewolves.
Oh, very nice.
Good. See.
Transition.
Yeah. Clever. Yeah. Well, same to you, given werewolves.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
I did it again then. I'm good at this.
You're excellent.
So, did you take, werewolf dog behaviour tips from...
From Rocky? Well, I've only had him 5 days. I went to the future and come back. I got werewolf tips from a lot of the old films, like The Howling, American Werewolf in London, Paris.
For those that don't know, Russell was the werewolf in Being Human.
Right,
in case people listening go, what werewolf?
What werewolf?
That's the werewolf we're talking about.
Yeah.
Did you sort of do a binge, when you got the part, did you sort of do a werewolf binge of movies?
I'd actually seen most of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do go through a werewolf binge and try and look at as much as you can online. So that's kind of...
This is the best interview I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because there's a sort of snoring dog in the background. We should have this sound effect.
The folio on this.
This is amazing.
This is this is like worth a fortune.
I was going to ask you very quickly, because when Being Human started, it was a sitcom initially. I'm sure it was. Then it was a drama.
And yeah, you maybe you're right, actually.
It started off billed as a sitcom.
Yeah.
The next series came along, it was a drama suddenly. Yeah. And I think the reason for that was everyone sort of went, yeah, it's funny, but it's also dramatic. Was that kind of what happened? It was sort of dark sitcom, wasn't it?
Yeah, the pilot, because we did a pilot originally, was more comedy orientated, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then it felt like for the world to be explored more, it's better to go down a drama route.
Yeah.
And these characters were so tragic and lost and wanting to be human. And I think that lent itself more to kind of a drama with comedy moments.
Yeah, but no one ever mentioned it again. I was thinking, what happened there?
Apart from you, and now that's it.
Just me.
No, maybe you're right, actually. I sort of forgotten that.
Yeah.
I think that it was actually like inverted commas comedy from the beginning.
Inverted commas. Well, let's take away the inverted commas and talk new comedy.
All right.
Clever.
Good, you're really good at this.
Because this is ITV sitcom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, those two words don't normally go together, Russell, do they? But now they have.
Now they have.
Tell us about it.
Here we go.
Tell us about it. Sorry, person from ITV in the corner. Sorry about that. It's true.
It's called The Job Lot. It's a comedy drama, which may change its name to drama.
It's a musical now.
It's a musical, yeah. Comedy drama set in a job centre in Birmingham.
Yep.
And it's basically observational, the minutiae of the workers and the job seekers and how that world kind of entertains.
I'm glad you brought the dog in. This is not the first time, by the way, a dog has been in this studio.
I've heard that Gokwan had Dolly in here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Alexandra Burke's dog actually weed on the carpet in here.
Oh.
As well. That is true. Molly from the Saturdays, her dog had a wee in here as well. So,
what is it about the studio?
I don't know. Well, I think once one dog's gone in the studio, the other dogs get a bit excited. But you've got Rocky on your lap.
He's
so
weed all over my lap.
It's the same thing. I mean, Emma Bunton goes in here every morning. I mean, she doesn't bother being in the studio.
It actually stinks in here.
It stinks.
It's like a really like bleachy, like ammonia sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the Bunton weed you're smelling right there. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's all over this chair.
Walking litter tray.
It is. Anyway, let's move on. Will you stay with us? Because we're going to play a game.
I can't. I've got to go. Thanks.
I was going to until you started going down that route.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Matt Dyson brings us the chaff news straight from the XFM Breakfast chaff news desk. Matt, what showbiz... I was going to do a swear then. Is there in the news this morning?
Rich Pickings this morning.
Good. Is he in JLS, Rich Pickings?
Yes, I think he is. No, but Ariche is, as we found out the other week. Ariche, as he's known. He's bought Ronnie Corbett's old mansion in Surrey.
Has he?
For £1.7 million.
Wow. Ronnie Corbett's old mansion, I think, is a doll's house, isn't it? That's quite expensive. That's quite a lot of money.
It's a small building, yeah. Demi Moore has showed off her boobs at a movie bash in LA.
Boobs!
Turning up in a pair of see-through gym jams.
Oh.
Producer Dave has looked this up online.
Of course he has.
It's not as exciting as it sounds, so don't bother.
Okay.
Dungarees are back in fashion. Alexa Chung's wearing them.
So what's
Kerry Katona?
Well, now I know Katona because
is Kerry Katona the height of fashion? Is she?
Okay, well, Kerry Katona, I know. I've seen her prawn ring. I've seen a video of her prawn ring on the internet.
Yeah,
and I know who she is because I recognise her every time I see it. You know, once you see Kerry Katona's prawn ring, you never forget it, do you? And I have seen it, I know what it is.
Okay, you've made your point, John. Yes.
Anyway, she wears dungarees, and that's news in the chaff world.
What's Alexa Chung?
She used to go out with Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys.
Did she?
She was a T4 presenter, wasn't she?
Okay, I don't know.
Katy Perry and Rihanna are going on a safari trip together.
Oh, what?
This is just absolute nonsense. Mango, it's never going to happen. So why am I bothering talking about it?
Give me the quote.
They want somewhere where they can have amazing experiences but still get drunk.
What? That's a night out with Ian Camfield. That's a lot cheaper. Just do that. It's a lot cheaper than a safari.
Yeah,
he'll dress as whatever you like. He'll dress
as a
rhino
for you. Duff McKagan's having soon. He's in the UK, apparently.
He's going out with Camfield.
He's hanging out with Camfield. Yeah. I spoke to Camfield about it yesterday. It's my wedding on Saturday.
That's
it. He said Duff McKagan might be in town on Saturday.
Oh,
if he's available, do I want him to come along?
I said, yes. I think you do, yeah.
Yes.
He's got to perform some hits, though.
That'd be amazing.
bit of Velvet Revolver,
if
a bit
Doug's
of Roses.
Turned up, yeah, out of the blue. It'd be great.
He isn't out of blue. He's out of Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
You've got the wrong person.
Chaff head on.
I've got my chaff head on.
Yeah, you're thinking of Duncan, not Duff. Out of blue, aren't you? That's what you're thinking, aren't you?
And Russell Crowe has decided to dig up 50 trees by hand using a shovel and a pickaxe.
This is gold.
Over the weekend, and said it was a great workout.
Really?
He wrote on his Twitter page, 1 hour and 20 minutes, pick and shovel, digging trenches around plane trees, prepping them for mulch. Holy swear word, great workout there. Two down, 48 to go.
Good. My name is...
Here it comes.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife. Digger up of trees in the garden. What you do in life echoes in eternity.
Oh, he had an out. Wow.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
The new XFM Evening Show with Danielle Perry from 7 this evening. Last night, as you may have heard, she had Liam Gallagher and bits of Beady Eye in the studio. Come on, go in there. Good interview last night, actually. In case you missed it, she did talk to Liam Gallagher, BDI, and there was a bit where they explained why it was that the XFM Breakfast Show didn't get the interview. And this is Danielle from last night talking to them, and yeah, and I think, Dave, you're like this as well, and Matt, really, because it does... We were wondering why we didn't get it, as you know. Mm. But I think she drew it out of them. Here it is.
Kind of went in with open mind. The ingredient that changed it was Dave. We met him. We didn't really know what to expect with him. He came in, and we met him.
This guy called Producer Dave, who I'd never heard of before. First time I met him was as soon as he opened the door to the studio.
Why was that?
Oh.
Do you think you'll work with him again after this?
No.
It's a nightmare. No, okay.
Wow. Nightmare, Dave. Wow. In the words of Lingo, you're a nightmare to work with.
Producer Dave.
See, you heard it from the horse's mouth. He won't go breakfast show.
No, he won't. Yeah, they didn't say he was smug, but I reckon they would have got to that later.
I think they would. I think that's in the extended bit of the interview that's on the website, xfm.co.uk. This is XFM Breakfast, the Beady Eyeless. Thanks to Dave, the Beady Eyeless. What?
Sorry, guys. I feel like I've let you all down with this.
Not for the first time.
No.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
XFM Breakfast, then, and this noise would indicate to you that Russell Tovey and Rocky the dog are still with us in the studio. The dog's still sound asleep. Bless it. But appropriately enough, we're going to play a game with you, Russell, of band or dog.
Great.
I'm going to call out the names of either a breed of dog or the name of a band. You very simply have to tell me whether it's a band or a dog.
Wow.
You'll be playing against Matt Dyson here, and Dave will be keeping score. Are we ready to play?
Big time.
Big time, Matt?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Good.
Although Russell does look a bit like a Bond villain, sadly. stroking an animal in his chair. So I'm a bit intimidated.
Matt, don't you stroke anything in your chair, just leave it.
He's feral, this dog.
Here we go, band or dog?
Okay,
alphabetical order as always to start, Russell versus Matt. Russell first. Is this a band or a dog? Blackmouth, band or dog?
Band.
It's a dog. It's an American breed of dog, would you believe?
Wow. Yeah.
Matt Dyson, Redbone. Redbone, band or dog?
Dog.
It is a dog.
Wow. Okay. Where's that one from?
That's from America as well.
Gosh.
Don't ask me that every time.
Okay. That just slows the game down. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not that, just haven't done the research.
What's the size in the grow to?
What's average litter?
Yeah.
Biff Collie.
Well, you know, because it's got collie in it, it should be a dog, but it's a band.
It is a band. Now you're getting
from America,
it.
Or
you're getting it. I don't know where they're from.
Dropped.
Butler Bulldog.
Band.
It is a band, yeah. Cumming Wolf Dog. K-U-M-M-I-N-G. Cumming Wolf Dog.
Band.
It's a dog.
Oh, what?
It's a dog.
I don't want one of them.
No wonder. Bloodhound.
Bloodhound Gang or just Bloodhound?
No clues.
Dog.
No, it's Bloodhound Gang, you should have.
Got it.
No points, though. You opted for dog. A Touga Terrier. T-U-G-A. Touga Terrier.
But that's got to be a dog.
It's a band.
Gosh.
Touga Terrier. Clown Dog.
Band.
Yes. Brazilian Short Hair. Russell.
It's a procedure. That would be a
dog.
It is a dog. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And finally, Matt, Bandle Dog, Japanese Spitz. Japanese Spitz.
That is a dog, I think.
It is a dog, yeah. Is correct. Mm. Let's go to Dave, who will have the final score.
Matt 4, Russell 2.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Technically, of course, as ever on the Breakfast Show.
Good game, gosh.
Palms are sweating.
It could have been like Blockbusters. You could have played with two, then, you and your dog, against Matt. But the dog's still asleep, so you didn't. but as is traditional on the Breakfast Show, you're the guest. You're the winner. Congratulations. Oh, wow. Well done. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Russell Toby on the Breakfast Show. Thank you.
Cheers.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So this is love. So you tell me. What we all love is Miles Hunt out of the Wonder Stuff. And every Tuesday morning we try to find him. We try to unearth his location from a series of poor clues for prizes. We don't know where he is. He could quite literally be anywhere in the world. And all we do know is that he's... Where is he? Where is Milo? Where? We just don't know. All we know is that he's miles away. Nothing left of what we had. Just when I needed you most. He was miles away. Morning, Milo.
Morning, John.
How are you?
You know, I'm not bad.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Is the sun shining wherever you are?
It's outstanding. Well, it was earlier, but of course it's night now where I am.
That's right, it is, isn't it? Yes, that's right. Good acting there. it's always a pleasure to have you on. And how's the... Because obviously the tour finished last week, didn't it? We spoke about that and everything. And what have you been up to in the week after? What's
Well, I've had a quiet week, sort of convalescing after the tour.
Yep.
I've got to say, it was lovely to hear my mates, the Levellers, on XFM this morning.
Wasn't it, though?
But I do have to take issue... with the smelly accusation.
Oh, Levellers fights. Oh.
Well, because the Wonder Stuff and the Levellers toured together about 2 years ago.
Oh, right.
And I can tell you that I have never seen a more hygienic gathering of men.
What a lovely...
in all my life.
Do you know, I'm very pleased to hear that, because I'm going back about 12 or 13 years, so...
Right.
So, it's nice to know that they've had a bath since then. I'm pretty pleased with that. I stand corrected. I now will say out loud that the Levellers bus is... it's so clean, one could perform operations in it.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
What a lovely place. and you first-hand evidence later than my evidence, Milo, so I'll take that. I just hope they weren't listening, because I'll probably be sued, let's be honest.
I think they've probably heard it before.
They may have done. Of course, it's lovely to have you on, as ever. Now, you're in a location this morning. Let us say, before we hear the clues, if you can track down Milo's location from the forthcoming series of clues, you could get tickets to see Noah and the Whale at the Palace Theatre in London this Sunday as part of the month of Sundays gigs they're putting on there. All you've got to do is identify the following location.
Is that my cue, is it?
Yeah, take that as a cue, yeah.
Okay. I am Miles Hunt, off of the Wonder Stuff, and this morning you'll find me huddled in the back of a parked car. It's dark, it's night time, John, but don't worry, I haven't taken up Stan Collymore's favourite hobby. Far from it. In fact, I'm hiding from something that's outside. It's something big, John. Can you hear that?
I can hear it.
Can you hear it?
I can hear that. What is it?
Keep quiet and keep very still.
We're all keeping very still now.
Okay. Truth is, John.
Yes?
I'm on an island.
Right.
Just off Costa Rica. In a theme park. And the safety systems have all failed. Which means that I'm in mortal danger, John.
My God.
I forgot to mention. It's raining heavily. And there are dinosaurs, John. That sounded like a motorboat.
There are also motorboats.
That sounded like the Levellers tour bus.
That was the one. These dinosaurs are genetically engineered, crafted from DNA from insects trapped in amber. good luck with the amber sound effect.
A bit awkward, that one, if I'm really honest.
I'm going to go and hide in this kitchen cupboard, John.
Oh, yeah.
And try not to knock anything over. The question is, John, where am I?
Stop this morning! Where is he?
The XFM Breakfast Show.
And on the telephone, picked entirely at random from them, this is line 906.4. I think it's Patricia. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, you answered that very, it was like a sort of call centre hello that you did there, wasn't it? Hello, good morning. Hello, I'm Patricia. Yes, how may I help you? How are you, Patricia?
I'm not too bad, just on my way to work.
Just on your way to work. And where do you work? Where do you do that?
I work for Gumtree.
You work for Gumtree?
Yes.
Oh, okay, what do you do for Gumtree?
Basically, look after the website, product technology.
It's all down to you.
Good website.
Yeah.
Good website, Matt.
Well,
Matt's website review.
I've found so many flats on Gumtree, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Very glad to hear it.
Yeah, good. Well, okay, well, that's done. So, Patricia, the question is, Patricia, where was he? Where was he?
He was on Isla Nublar.
Ooh, he was on Isla Nublar. That's your answer. We wanted the exact geographical location. Let's go to Milo for the answer. Where was he this morning?
This morning, John, I was on Isla Nublar, the island from Jurassic Park. That's Isla Nublar.
Beautiful,
isn't it?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
Rock stars, they be the nasty man, do the bad thing. What stories they have to tell, the rock stars. And whether they've, you know, bitten their head off a groupie or famously like Led Zeppelin, ridden a fish down the corridors of a hotel. Now, mostly and traditionally, even breakfast shows are really sort of on the radio to wake you up, to set you off on your day with a spring in your step and a worry in your mind as to whether or not that thing we said last week about Catherine Jenkins' marathon outfit was even broadcastable. But we say, what about those? Let's spare a thought now for those just getting in from a night shift. What about those people who have just got in and they're trying to get to sleep now? Been up all night, perhaps working or out murdering in the dark, well, whatever. They need a little bit of help to get to sleep because there's bright sunshine outside. And we thought we'd introduce a new feature, really, a rock star, rocker by rock star, in which we bring you, I guess, debauched bedtime stories for the child in you. And today, children, settle back now. If you're just trying to get to sleep, put your head on the pillow. Basically, because this is the story of Ozzy Osbourne and the Bat. Once upon a time, there lived a man called Ozzy Osbourne in a far-off magical land called Birmingham. Now, he tried being a builder, but he was no good at that. He tried being a plumber, but he was no good at that. He tried being a burglar and went to prison, so was clearly no good at that. Then one day, little Ozzy picked up a comic to read a story about a boy who got bitten by a radioactive spider and took on some of the spider's powers. I could do that, said little Ozzy. I could get bit by a bat and gain its powers. But being off his face on drugs and alcohol, little Ozzy got things the wrong way round and bit the bat instead. But shocking people was the thing he was good at. He formed Black Sabbath, which people liked. He gave the world heavy metal, which people liked. And then he urinated on a war memorial while wearing his wife's dress, which didn't go down quite as well, if I'm honest. But with all the money he made from scaring people, he bought a giant castle, which he lived in with his wife and children and camera crew from MTV. Lived happily ever after, except for the recent spiral back into drugs and alcoholism and reported impending divorce. And that's the story of Ozzy Osbourne. Good night, shift workers. Sleep tight.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
First of all, let's, as you know, if you're an irregular listener, you'll know that Matt Dyson is now off for 2.5 weeks. He's getting married on Saturday. He's gone off on his honeymoon, or will have done. So we welcome Jake to the fold. Hello, Jake.
Hello, hello.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Now, I'm going to... you've got to fill the Matt Dyson-shaped hole, essentially, which is an irregular shape, it's fair to say. Now, I was going to say they're enormous shoes to fill as well, but frankly, they're not, because all you really need to do, right, is you've got to read a couple of paragraphs every half an hour out of any newspaper of your choice. Just pick a couple, doesn't matter what, really. It's what he does. And make it sound, news it up a little bit, make it sound like you've done some work when you actually haven't. Then all you've got to do is say there's a problem on the tube, because there always is. So just say that. That's fine. That's the travel cover. And then for the weather, what Matt tends to do, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but what he tends to do is just glance out of that window there and say what he can see. A bit like Catchphrase with Roy Walker. He just says what he can see. Oh, yeah. And that's his weather.
Just look out into Leicester Square.
Yeah, just look at it and go, yeah, weather.
That's got to be what the whole of London's like. That's what he assumes.
So that's kind of what you got to do.
It sounds like I think I got it covered.
Good, yeah, I think so, yeah. I think it'll be absolutely fine.
Oh, and also there's always, I think, is the Woolwich Ferry always not running in one direction?
Oh, there's always the Woolwich Ferry as well, you've got to say that as well, yeah. Welcome.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
What we like to do is round up all the lazy PR offers we've got sent during the previous preceding week. Being a radio station, as you may well imagine, what happens is we get offered a great many things, items, giveaways, that kind of stuff. We get guest offers from PR and marketing companies who will email us. But they don't just email us, they don't target us specifically. They essentially carpet bomb the entire entertainment and media industry with the same tat. We like to round up some of the laziest PR we've been sent on a Friday. Sent by PR executives who simply and PR people who haven't never listened to this programme in their lives, yet still they try to strike a chord of friendship, don't they, Dave, as they email us in a chatty manner. But they clearly don't know who we are. Why would they? They've never listened to this. So they send us things that are entirely inappropriate for this programme. And we love them for it.
There's usually some sort of topical intro to their emails, maybe referencing the weather.
They often do that.
Which was obviously something they learnt in PR school.
That's right. For instance, there's one here. In the subject line that we got sent this week, it just says, "Now that's what I call 30 years. Hi, I hope you're well and enjoying the sun."
There we go.
There it is. Right in there. That is textbook. Yeah. That is page one of the PR email. Yeah. Reference the weather, be chatty. It gets your attention, doesn't it? Got our attention because we just went, oh, God. Hi, we're working as a company. We're working on the Now That's What I Call 30 Years album out on the 27th of May. Mm-hmm. And this is the anniversary of the Now That's What I Call Music albums. Now, that in itself is interesting, I think, because we all kind of grew up with those, didn't we? Some of the earliest vinyl I bought was probably one of the early Now albums.
Was it?
Yeah, the one with the pig on the front. It was a very first, their logo was a pig initially, a fat pig.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
It was.
First one was Now 22.
Was it?
Sky. With clouds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. No, the very first Now one, I think. Actually, the first one maybe had just the word Now on it, but the photographs of all the artists within the letters. And the next one had a pig. Right. Anyway, but that's all fine. Now we're talking about it. That's quite interesting, because we all have a story to tell about the Now albums. We grew up with them. Would we like guests, Dave? Would we like...
Oh, hell yeah.
Would we like Brian McFadden?
Oh.
No.
No.
No, we wouldn't not. Really, would we? Would we like Liz McLarnon? What is a Liz McLarnon? I don't know what that is. But anyway, they're available for interview and we've been offered them. We don't want them.
No, they're not. Thanks.
We don't want them.
What about Limahl?
Limahl. Yeah, yeah, Limahl. What about him? What about Limahl? He used to ride a dragon. Never-ending story.
I'd actually quite like Limahl, I think.
Did you? I like the other one, Nick Beggs. Remember him?
No.
Out of Kajagoogoo. He had dreadlocks. He was a white man with dreadlocks. It was very big. He was like an albino. I think it was an albino, Nick Beggs. I think that's true.
Oh, right,
that might be a lie. Anyway, anyway, not none of those people are coming in to answer questions about their careers.
No.
What have you got, Dave?
I've got a good one here. Ready, Steady, Cook, Live.
Oh, yeah.
Host and celebrity chefs announced. Now, they use the word celebrity there.
Yeah.
And then they hit you with a bunch of names, which I'm going to be quite honest, John, I've never heard of.
Oh, even you've never heard.
Chef favourites, Nick Nairn, Tony Tobin, Brian Turner and Kevin Woodford.
Yep.
Are to join Leslie Waters on stage for the iconic...
Iconic?
Iconic.
Yeah.
Green peppers versus red tomatoes cook-off.
Wow, that is iconic.
That is iconic.
Yeah,
and never heard of it.
We do cover a lot of cookery on this programme, so no wonder they targeted us with that PR.
We do, we just have a kitchenette in the corner of the studio, don't we, which we never really use.
It's very much like Saturday Kitchen every day.
It is. Yeah, and Russell Grant will be bringing his style and energy as event host as well. So, I mean, loads of guests there we could get in.
Just tying it all together nicely.
Yeah, Russell
Grant's the natural choice.
It says contact us for interview opportunities. No.
Thing is, do they mean celebrity chefs or celebrity chefs? As in celebrities that are chefs, or
chefs that have become
chefs. Celebrities
by dint of being a chef. They've not been specific.
Not at all.
No. I don't know whether they are celebrities or chefs. That is a fair point.
And because we don't know who they are, we don't know.
Again, we won't find out because they're not coming on. That's how it is.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
20 to 9 then. Now, here's the thing, right? Okay, just between me and you, what's happened, right, is that Jake, who is, if you've been listening, you'll know he's our substitute newsreader for the next couple of weeks, because Matt Dyson is off. He's getting married tomorrow, and he's off for his honeymoon, right? So Jake is basically our substitute newsreader. So what we thought we'd do, we're going to play a quiz with him now, which we're going to call the Great British Jake Off, right? And we need your help on this, all right? And the idea is that we're going to test... your and his knowledge on people called Jake. But here's the thing, right? We're going to give you the answers up front. Right? Jake's not in the room, by the way. Jake's gone out there, so I can tell you this, right? We're going to give you the answers up front without Jake knowing. So when it comes to the game, right, he won't... You'll know all the Jakes, essentially, from the description. We'll describe Jakes, and you've got to tell us which Jake it is. You know, Jake Gyllenhaal, that sort of thing, right? But you'll know all the answers in advance, and he won't know you know the answers, and he won't know them. So you'll freak him out with your knowledge of Jakes. Okay, that's the gist of it. It's kind of radio quiz that I'm not sure has never been done before, because essentially we're cheating. But anyway, if you'd like to play, essentially, if you get to play, and if you're picked at random, which is how we have to do it, that's the law, that's how we do it, you're picked at random. If you are picked and get on, you have won the tickets already. But Jake won't know that. He'll think you're still playing for the tickets.
Yeah.
Is that clear? I think it is.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
It's time to play, and you will be playing against a listener. Let's welcome her to the XFM Breakfast Show. Hello, who's that?
It's Charlotte, hello.
Hello, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, Charlotte. It's lovely to virtually meet you, Charlotte.
and you.
What do you do, Charlotte? What do you do?
I'm currently on placement at an all-boys school, and I'm just on my way there.
Oh, how nice, how lovely. Are any of those little boys called Jake at all?
I don't know, I haven't taught any Jakes yet, but possibly.
Well, I wonder if your Jake knowledge is going to be up to scratch, because Jake's got a bit of an advantage in that he's called Jake. So, okay, you ready? Here we go. Right, so I'm just going to describe it, and if you know the answer, jump in. I think that's
just
how we're going to
just
jump in. All right, as soon as you know the answer,
okay.
Okay, so which Jake is this? He's a British model and son of singer Sting and Trudy Styler. His birth was
Jake Sumner.
Good Jake knowledge there.
Nice,
Jake Sumner. Jake, are you aware of his work?
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, that's 1 point to Charlotte. Here's Jake number two, then. This is a wrestler. A wrestler who often brought snakes into the ring, most famously a python named Damien. He's best known for two stints in the World Wrestling Federation, the first between 1986 and 92, and the second between 1996 and 97. Jake, anyway.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
Any idea?
Is that Jake the Snake Roberts?
Jake the Snake... Right. Amazing! Wow, Charlotte, this is incredible Jake knowledge. Well, here's question number three. This is an English singer-songwriter who released His self-titled debut album in 2012. He was born in Nottingham to musical parents who separated when he was young. Jake Bugg! You're not even giving the real Jake a shot. This is incredible.
Not a chance.
Good Jake knowledge. Okay.
I'm being out-jaked.
Not for the first time, I imagine. Okay, here's number... I think we're on to number four now. Born December the 19th, 1980...
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Wow.
That was incredible. Jake, skills going on. Okay, number five then. Jake, you're not doing very well on this.
I'm losing. I'm out of the Jake
great
here.
British Jake-off. British comedian, actor and writer. Her television appearances include all three series of The Armstrong and Miller Show and Miranda.
Catherine Jakeway?
It's Catherine Jakeway. This is exactly right. Jake, you're poor at this.
I hold my hands up.
If we'd done the Great British Charlotte off, you'd have probably been quits in, but unfortunately. okay, this is number six. This is an English actor. Think if you know this one, Jake. Just give him a little bit of a chance here, Charlotte. English actor and film director who, when Dave, producer Dave in here, went to the theatre last night, he sat behind Dave. Jake, do you think it might be?
He's not sure, is he?
Have any idea? Charlotte, an English actor film director, he sat behind Dave last night at the theatre. Any idea who that might be?
Derek Jacobi!
That's amazing! I haven't told anyone about this story! Incredible! Oh my Charlotte! Okay, final question then, final question. Which Jake is this? Son of Gary?
Jake Busey's
the son of the actor Gary Busey. Absolutely incredible work there from Charlotte.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
You'll know that many breakfast radio programmes will often have a moment of a sort of thought for the day, don't they? A pause for thought. A lot of them do that, and it gives you a moment to step off the world and just sort of reflect, maybe, as someone with a religious bent shares an anecdote and then likens it to Jesus somehow. And that happens a lot on other radio stations. But we're all about equality here at XFM. So there's a big section of believers that really get left out of all of that, and we like to cater for them here. So we welcome, as I say, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, Vexen Le Crowley, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. As I enter middle age, years of sickening, foul and debauched behaviour undertaken by me and my kind in the name of the fallen angel have certainly started to catch up with me. As such, I was intrigued by an advertisement I saw recently on the tube for a certain product, one which resembled a small bottle of yoghurt at first, but which claimed to provide one's body with so-called good bacteria. Now, I'm no scientist. Hell forfend. So this was certainly news to me. I'll be honest, until lately, I had really only been familiar with what I like to think of as Satan's bad bacteria, and the way in which it can fill a human soul with the sort of demonic, coarse and revolting thoughts and feelings that could have been spewed from the vile guts of Beelzebub himself. I have to say, the idea that this bad bacteria could be assailed by good bacteria fascinated me, and then I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For while one may attempt to surround oneself with goodness and take in that which is pure and which heals, in the true gut of man, foulness is what reigns supreme. You only have to think of the stench of one's excrement to know that. The devil revels in all that is fecal, and no amount of drinkable yogurt is going to change that. And do you know, that's exactly why I poured the so-called healthy concoction down the sink and instead drank of the devil's alcohol. On this occasion, I supped of an 80% proof Polish vodka, stripped entirely naked, smeared myself with my own filth, and walked into town where I urinated onto the counter of a chicken cottage at 12:30 in the afternoon. And I think that gives us all something to think about.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So that was this week's XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and it was put together by Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. And how do you think that went, Alex? Objectively, looking back now.
I think it went really well.
Yeah, any bits you'd change really in there?
I had to look back at it again to make sure I didn't put in two bits of the same audio. Yeah. So I think we're actually fine.
Why don't you tease ahead to next week's podcast for the listeners? Make it sound appealing.
Sell it.
Sell it.
See if you can get us above Josh Widdicombe in the charts. That doesn't happen this week.
I need to know
fault.
What's on next week. All I know is Simon Pegg.
What more do you need to know?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg's it. Simon
45
Pegg.
Minutes worth of Simon Pegg.
Probably not. Not no. 45, no.
Okay.
Can we just play out the whole new Star Trek film on the podcast? See, will that work? Are we allowed to do that? Or the rule, some sort of petty rule, Dave, that says we can't do that?
Well, I don't know. Tune in next week to find out.
Nicely done. So that was this week's XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and it was put together by Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. And how do you think that went, Alex? Objectively, looking back now.
I think it went really well.
Yeah, any bits you'd change really in there?
I had to look back at it again to make sure I didn't put in two bits of the same audio. Yeah. So I think we're actually fine.
Why don't you tease ahead to next week's podcast for the listeners? Make it sound appealing.
Sell it.
You can. Yeah, sell it, Alex.
See if you can get us above Josh Widdicombe in the charts. That doesn't happen this week.
I need to know
fault.
What's on next week. All I know is Simon Pegg.
What more do you need to know?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg's it. Simon
45
Pegg.
Minutes worth of Simon Pegg.
Probably not. Not no. 45, no.
Okay.
Can we just play out the whole new Star Trek film on the podcast? See, will that work? Are we allowed to do that? Or the rule, some sort of petty rule, Dave, that says we can't do that?
Well, I don't know. Tune in next week to find out.
Nicely done. Alex, sorry, just listening to that. I think you just put that bit in twice.
That's tough, John.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
I've bought a pair of shorts with small boats on them, and I haven't got the confidence to leave the house in them.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking for summer fashion outfits.
Well, you buy something new. I bought some blue wash jeans quite recently.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They're dreadful. They're absolutely dreadful.
The funniest thing in the world.
You look like Zach from Saved by the Bell. You look like when you came into a room, you should be sitting on the chair the wrong way around.
It's awful, yeah. Or I look like I should be in my mid-40s and I'm going through a divorce. Young again. Music.
It rocks.